Hi, everyone. This is Christine DeMoyer.
Hi, everyone.
And there's a couple of things going on right now. This is a very soft launch for my podcast, The Throughline, and I'm just going to make sure that all the buttons are going here. There's a live chat that you guys can join. I need my glasses on. Hi! I have been doing podcasting and live radio for the last 15 years, if you can believe it. And the story of how I am back is also just this beautiful synchronistic experience of life, honestly, and coming back to podcasting, but having it be streaming involved a ton of all these different steps that has led to this beautiful point. So there is a place, you guys, where you can talk to me. It's on YouTube. Just type in Christine Dumas, K-R-Y-S-T-E-N-E. It's a different kind of spelling. And my last name is DeMoyer, but a lot of people call me Christine Dumas, D-U-M-A. And you'll go right to my page and there are people, I can't believe I'm doing this. I actually know why I'm doing this. It's perfect. Oh my gosh, Terry. Hi, Terry. So there's a lot of you who know me from back in the day. And Kat is here. Hi, sis. Good to see you. Oh my gosh. Thanks for the loving. Serena is here. Serena is our producer at 1-2 Radio, and she is just the bomb for shizzle. She is amazing, and I couldn't have done this without her support and her help, so thank you, Serena. Kwaylee, oh my God, you guys, hey. Oh, okay, so I think sound is okay, right, and everything is working here. Okay, let me tell you a little bit about myself. For those of you who don't know who I am a 1-2 Listen advisor. I am a very proud member of the 1-2 family. Mark Husson is our father in this group, and he very much is maternal in that way, and also paternal in that way. So I have been a part of the staff for the last 15 years, and you know, what fits me like a glove is how I live in the world of sixth sense. I have Saturn conjunct Chiron in Pisces, and I wish as a kid that I was able to know that. If any of you were born in the 1970s, do you remember those little rolls of astrology rolls that were at the checkout stand in the grocery store? I wanted one of those so badly every single time I went to the grocery store with my mom. And that was never going to happen because of the religious upbringing that I was a part of, but I'll never forget that. It's so funny, the things that we remember as a kid, right? Anyways, I digress. So I am the kid who just deeply experienced all things sixth sense. And I also was raised with piano and music as a solid background for supporting that zhuzh of me, which is highly empathic and intuitive. I'm the person that I know things I'm not supposed to know, which also makes me very good at my job. So you guys, if you ever want a reading with me, all you have to do is go over to 1-2listen.com. I am there literally most days because I love my job and I love helping people. So, yes, I'm a bit of a polymath. I'm a concert classically trained pianist, but I'm not a concert pianist now. That's not what I do. But I was trained as a classical musician, and piano is one of the things that defines me in many, many ways. It's a space where I can go and express myself and also merge with the field. I'm an author. I've written two books. That's a conversation that we will have. A deep, deep practitioner of mindfulness and building an incredibly healthy relationship with the mental field. That book, right now, as we speak, it took me, oh God, 4 years to write. I didn't know that when I was going into it. Is now being worked towards publication. So that's a really big deal. I'm a numerologist, and this dinking around here with YouTube started years ago for me. It actually started even before that. I didn't even know I had a YouTube channel that was connected to all the work that I did as a composer. I've got a couple of albums I wrote. And then by default, I had this thing called a YouTube channel. I didn't even know it. So that happened. And then a couple of years ago, I started just kind of playing around with being in front of the camera and video and getting myself comfortable with that, which is kind of a big deal to find this. I'm a relationship with you're out there somewhere, but I'm not. I'm looking at a camera. So that's when I started playing around with the personal year cycles in numerology. And that brought me to here, actually. So if you just think about the origin of how all of this started, 15 years ago, it's kind of crazy. So I will be doing a couple things here. And then a couple of unexpected things here. I know that. You will be getting your personal year directives and cycles. It's a cycle in numerology. I'm going to catch you all up on that, I promise you. I'll probably do that show maybe once a month for your monthly directives and just really encouraging you to fall into this healthy relationship with the energies that are in play in your life, all right? What you can grab onto. I will be talking about mindfulness, and I'm probably going to build a subscriber situation here because I am a teacher at my core. I have Mercury in the eighth house. This is something that and a billion planets in the ninth house. This is all for me about harnessing a really healthy relationship with the mental field. And I do see things as resonance fields. I experience resonance fields within myself and outside of myself. And now, if you think about music, it makes all the sense in the world, right? There's music that helps you feel in your bones, and there is music that just kicks you right out into fear, or into these lower frequency resonance fields that destabilize us, right? So, and then I think the last thing I'm going to tell you guys before I'm going to jump back into the chat, and I'm wiggling. I'm so excited that this is happening. Is I am a healer. I'm a quantum practitioner, and that what that means is I've figured out with these resonance fields and this one piece about Saturn conjunct Chiron right on my rising in Pisces is I understand now the depth of my ability to connect to somebody. And with the physics research and study that I've done, I understand why it is that I can connect in and help somebody feel better and kind of like, you know, just take all that gunk that is clogging the pipes so that one thing can happen. Somebody feels better. And when they feel better, they do better. And then you can have a conversation that's a practical, applicable process of how can we, you know, pivot and move away from and find homeostasis, you know, in your body. And then you start making different decisions that are really super healthy. And when you're good, relationships in your life restabilize. So, and all sorts of things. So you guys, it's kind of like this big mix up for me. This is why the word is polymath, but it goes together into one pipeline, the numerology, resonance fields, music, mindfulness, intuition. Yeah. All this stuff. If you ask anybody who knows me, if you ask my kids, they'll say, yep, she lives there all the time, all the time. And I'm always looking for the deeper research that, you know, what is so exciting of what's happening right now is that this is beginning to become normalized in our communities and our conversations and all podcasts that are out there. You guys, if you haven't dove into the telepathy tapes, you should. Now, I will be bringing all this stuff to you, recommendations and insights. And oh, yes, all of that is coming. All right, I'm checking in the chat. Oh my gosh. You guys. Oh, okay. So let me get used to this chat, you guys. Quilly, I know. Thank you. Watch me pole dance. Hi, watch me pole dance. I know. I don't know if I know you. I know. I love everybody's usernames, you know. Over at One Two Listen, people will have the most unique usernames because it is such a lockdown private area site. Your privacy is of the utmost importance, you know. So unless you tell me your name, I just have your username to go by. Isn't that great? A fellow piano player. Jean, thank you. Sounding great. I know I've got a lot of videos that are up right now. Also, just me kind of like messing around with YouTube. And it happened just a couple of years ago when I was coming back to playing because I had been gone from, God, the first 35 years of my life was music. And then I had these two beautiful creatures called daughters come into my life. And then work came along here. And what kind of fell to the wayside was music. And so, you know, a couple of years ago, this window opened up and I started to play again. And then through that process of coming back to my classical roots, just getting my hands, these things, you know, they get a little gooey if they're not worked out. And I started uploading videos and just kind of playing around here. And now here we are. So, and this is happening now. I'm not going anywhere, guys. You guys, I'm back. And I'm back. And I mean, I'm back. I'm going to be here every week. All right. Hi from Tara in Alberta. Hello, Tara. Welcome. Nice to meet you. And I'm so glad that you're here with me. Mr. Husson is here and he's saying, so great to see you. Thanks, honey. I know. The Through Line was the very first show 15 years ago that I launched. And so it's kind of like doing full circle and coming back around. I like the name. Denise, hi. Thank you for saying welcome back. And at Cherry Tart. Welcome back. Thank you, honey. Okay. So this must be Lori. You must have the show right before me, Lori. Hi, sweetie. Hey. Okay. So you guys, I think what I want to do after all the here's me, here's what I do, because I don't really like talking about myself, is I want to go through your personal year directives. Now, this is I'm just going to talk about numerology for a minute, or probably for the rest of the show. And if you've got any questions, go ahead and ask them in the chat room. Your personal year, we're going to walk through how to find that super quick. So everybody take a listen. Take the day and the month of your birth and then break it down to, I just lost an earring, and then add those two numbers together. If you get a double digit number, add those two together, and you just keep doing that until you get to a single digit, cardinal number 1 through 9. Okay. All right. You got that? And then 2020 is, what am I saying? 2020. I'm thinking about when I started writing the book. 2026. You add that together, you get a 10. You're not done yet. 1 plus 0 equals 1. Then you're going to add that first number. That's actually called your attitude number in numerology. You're going to take that attitude number, day and month of your birth, and add it to the number 1. And that is your personal year. Okay? This personal year cycle for everybody, you're going to have a number 1 through 9. If you have a double digit, they don't exist. Okay, so you always want to do the math all the way down to a single digit, even if you have a 0. I'm just going to leave this aside for a second, because everybody is talking about that we're in a 10 global year, which we are. But still, you break it down to 1. And that means that certain rules and regulations exist in this space of new beginnings. All right. Again, let's put it over to the side for a second. And I got to breathe because I'm going into teacher. I don't know, Mark, how many teaching forums have I done through 1-2 Academy? Lots and lots and lots. Teacher through and through. Okay, guys, so your personal year is not your life path in numerology. It is this subset of, because I think the two go together. I think your life path is really important to consider when we look at these personal year cycles. That is going to be a teaching forum that's probably going to be through, just give me a second, and I've got to learn how to set up shop here with all things YouTube. All right, so inside of your personal year, you have this, it's like the big marathon that you're going to run for the year. That's your personal year, all right? And you prepare for it. You make sure that you can go the distance through the 12-month cycle. And what is the help meet to help you go through the distance through that 12 months is the number combination that happens inside of every month moving forward. And this is something that makes all the sense in the world to me, because it's resonance fields. It's resonance fields for the global society. This is where we see the crossover with astrology that comes in. And where in a 1 year, there are incredible pops of solutions, new beginnings, something so innovative that comes into play as something that we need, or something that's new and interesting and exciting. It can be in tech, It can be in commerce. It can be everywhere. And it's exciting to see. And there's also, you know, the flip side of that too, that comes in, that's not so exciting to see, but it is something that happens. So when we look at the global year, you look at your personal year, what you're in. I'm in a seven. These monthly movements, and that's what I talk about a lot, are the energy combinations inside of that month that you have one specific bogey and target that you're gunning for. And that if you just front load it in a mindful way, you are going to have some pretty successful, positive outcomes. And it depends on what that bogey and that target is. So I'm going to kind of just quickly move through the February targets for all the personal years. All right. Yep. And yeah, I have a book that I'm trying to complete too. I never thought I would be an author. All right. You guys, are you good so far? Yeah, it looks like you're good so far. And if this thing isn't refreshing, six pin. Yep. Okay. All right, you guys. So it's pretty simple math. And let's start with a one. One in February, the bogey and the target is three. How you get that is you just add it to the calendar month number. February is the second. It's connected to the number two. Okay. So you add those two together and then you get your bogey and your target. Yeah, I am a walking library with the characteristics of these numbers. All right, so let's just go. You know, one pinners, that this is about your unique creativity. This is your sprint, or this is your marathon run, and it is bringing something new into your life that doesn't exist there right this red hot second. For the one frequency, like I was saying, with the global community of this 10 frequency, which I'm not going to talk about that zero, I will squirrel, I'll do it next week, is you've got to focus on your unique point of view. And it will be something that you're going to bring in that you'll be living, moving forward in your life, all right? This could be anything from you get married in a one, you have babies in a one, you start a new career in a one. I started one too. It was a cycle of one for me. And so it has to do with business. It has to do with what you're doing in your life to what you're doing, how you're living your life, how you're making your money, how the day in and day out, all right? And so for the one personal year, this is going to be tricky, but you guys just listen to me, because it's actually, when we look at the three energy, that is about speaking authentically from the very core of who you are. Speaking. The three energy is the joy of living. It is the thing that everybody gets so a little bit confused by. I'm checking on the time. Okay, I'm good. Why do you get confused by the joy of living? Because life is not joyful, because life is hard, because there are ups and downs. And that's just life, guys. The three energy, that three energy, do you see how it's starting to make me move? That is the essence of who you are. And the essence of you taken out of your body, merged with the field, is nothing but pure joy. That's what it is. It sits in a place of peace, in a place of love, in a place of unity, in a place of connection. You know, the power and the information behind the three is massive. It is one of the mystical numbers, one, two, three, right? So what we have to look at, one pinners, is finding that spot where, because we're connected to the very core of who we are, what makes us unique, what makes us, you know, quirky, quirks and all, and what makes us tick, is sourcing up to our voice box. And that is how we are speaking, communicating authentically ourselves. And by default, what that produces is like this Pied Piper energy that stimulates others to do the same. And it's bubbling up with acceptance, inclusion, unconditional love, and presence. And it's pretty remarkable to be around that energy when it is being piped in a way that is authentically sourced from spirit. I know. The flip side of that can look pretty tricky. And when you have like this cutting off right here from your heart, from your solar plexus, the words that are coming out of your mouth can become, you know, judgmental and jaded and critical and hypercritical, fixating on the flaws of people rather than celebrating the quirks of people. And if you catch yourself kind of going into that place where you don't feel like, I don't feel safe to be myself, I don't, you know, just slow things down. Because at the end of the month for you, I promise you, if you trust this, which is really trusting yourself, what's going to happen for you is positive outcomes in your relationships and with your business and your work and what you're doing there. All right. So quick snapshot of that. Let's go to the twos. Two energy, you guys. This is about communicating with another human being. And how we communicate with each other requires paying attention and showing up, being conscious as we are chatting back and forth. And then inside of that is to have really super healthy boundaries that are around knowing when you need to step back and take care of yourself. You know, a lot of twos I know who are life pathers have had to learn that process. And for the two personal years, you're moving through this arc of this entire 12-month experience. You'll have ample opportunities to feel, intuit, you know, it's deeply empathic. You know, I'm so comfortable with feeling all the feels and connecting with people, but on a cellular level almost. A lot of people aren't. And so the two personal year can feel jarring to someone because I'm feeling too deeply, I'm feeling too much. You just, every month, here's your bogey, here's your goal, here's your North Star, two personal years in February. Four energy. This gives you the opportunity to ground your energy into practical, logical systems, orders, things in your life that need a stability point. All right. So as you're talking and negotiating, lots of times this is sitting in work, that it's really the most powerful, that as an effective communicator, you now get to take this back and forth negotiation, clarifying connection with your coworkers, colleagues, or your direct report, and you are building systems that are solid, and you're not skipping steps. Don't miss a thing. Just make sure that the time and the effort that you're putting in, you're delegating, you're not taking all of it on yourself. There is only so much of you to go around, right? Systems, orders, structures. What this would look like in your house is having scheduling family time and having making sure everybody is butts in seats for family meals so you can communicate and you can connect and you can do all that beautiful stuff. The underside, the little shadow belly of 4 energy looks like you can be over-controlling, holding on to systems and structures that they're just not working anymore and something new needs to be brought in. Note there is this overarching connection to this 10 frequency, the one frequency of the global year. What is new? What is new? What has got to come in that's new? Holding on too tightly to these old systems. And that can look a little militant too, right? And so that's going to erode relationship. Never with the shadows do we want to fully let them grab a hold, because we're going to have a problem if that happens. There is also the flip side of that is apathy and becoming, or it's also it's the same side. It's the same side of that coin. And just becoming lazy and skipping steps. So you guys, don't do any of that. Just get back into relating. You'll note that it feels so much better what I'm saying. 2-4 combination is it can do some pretty remarkable things and get some solid foundational structures there for future growth. All right? All right. Threes. Note that I just talked about that 3 frequency, so I'm not going to bring it up again. This is connected to speaking authentically from the very core of who you are. Your soul, your essence, your reason for peering out of those eyeballs of yours. That connection is powerful and important. Your bogey and target in February is the 5 energy. 5 is about adventure and freedom. Hold on a minute, you guys. It's like the energy of don't fence me in. It's the number that's right after the 4, which is structures and systems and orders. And all of a sudden you're like, I'm tired of all this disciplined action, and you want to get out. And so what you will experience, 3 pinners, in February is opportunities for new. It looks like new people, new places, new experiences across the board of your life. Lots of time there is travel here, and it's a dynamic of, God, if things didn't change and everything stayed the same, we would just be bored. And so whenever I have a 5 and energy that's moving through my life, I'm 2 things. I'm super excited and also very mindful, because the flip side of that 5 frequency can be like running with scissors. I don't think this double Taurus Virgo rising could ever run with scissors, although, yeah, I don't think I'm no. But if you have a penchant for, you know, touching hot stoves and trying out new things and kind of like giving up on stability and structure, because actually new experiences and the desire for freedom requires that you have a solid stability point and a base to support it, right? You need that base to support movement like that. It could get messy. And obviously, note, like, well, everything I'm saying is it is connected to relationship and it is connected to your business and how you're making your money. And how you're making your money usually includes relationship. So don't get careless, guys, with your relationships and nurturing them while at the same time you are or being mindful of what's going on in the support network for your business and your cash flow and what's going on there. And lean in, say yes to everything new, and get out there, whether it's connected to, again, your business. You have an opportunity there inside of work that somebody is saying, can you come here and do this for us? Can we contract you out to do this for us? What's going to happen is, you know, say yes. And really look at the opportunities that are coming your way. There might be some things that you're going to have to say no to because, you know, it's touching a hot stove or it's running with a pair of scissors, right? I love five energy, and I'm also very mindful of it. Things will happen this month for you three pinners. Things will change. Opportunity is showing up. All right, let's go to the four pin. You guys, structures, orders, systems. That's your 12-month marathon run. Your bogey and your target is six inside of February, and that basically means community, being a leader in your community. It involves caretaking, showing up without this idea of getting something back. It is an act of service, and it is the visionary number that is that supports the greater community. For you, this, you know, we have our families, we have our family of origin, we have our family of choice, and we have our work families, and then we have our communities, right? So the six really cares about helping community help themselves. And how do you do that? You give your time without expecting anything in return. You guys, you're not focused on perfection. If you do focus on perfection in February, there's going to be problems. There is beauty in imperfection for pinners, and helping others to learn and to grow through crisis or difficult times. You know, it would look like at work, just reaching out to a colleague and saying, hey, you doing okay? And offering a listening ear. Inside of families, it's getting in there and celebrating the messes and letting go of perfection and being loving and nurturing. And it is very much, the six energy is very paternal, just as the two energy is maternal. So get on in there and, you know, get some loving on and caretaking and nurturing, and the world, your life, provides that opportunity through the people around you. Yes, you know, I think I need to clarify, by default, these things will happen in your life for pinners, and it is how you lean into it that makes all the difference in the world. Let's talk about the underbelly of the six. Yeah. You can feel like a doormat. I don't think anybody ever thinks about wiping their shoes after coming out from the rain on the doormat itself to say thank you. Don't do that. Hyper perfectionism, being critical of the littlest things, and getting stuck on that, you know. What I would say at the end of the month, if you did get stuck on perfectionism and being critical of others, and you have the right way to do it, and it is the only way to do it, and this I give and I give and I give and I give, and what do I get in return? Doormat syndrome. You are going to have a bit of a mess in your relationships to clean up, and work probably too. It's like my analogy for the six energy, which is, you know, we can tip into that, and this is where we need to reset and come back to ourselves. Yeah, at the end of the month, you'll have a very, you know, perfectly coiffed bathroom, and the rest of your house will be a bit of a mess. All right, let's see you guys. I'm checking into the chat room right now. Okay, so it looks like everybody's okay. All right, so I'm going to go to, so sixes, just love deeply. Be the visionary, see the bigger picture, go for it. Get all the way in there. Or if that's, this is your four pin, right? Just go for it and be the leader while you're building and you're maintaining systems and orders and structures and building that solid foundation, all right? In your work and in your personal life. Five pinners, guys. Note that this is about freedom. Don't fence me in. Your bogey and your target is seven. I have to check the time. I got to keep going. Gosh, when I was doing the show on radio, I always slammed through the end. I try to get this done in an hour. I think I still have to get this done in an hour. Five pinners, your bogey is seven. This is the number of the mystic. This is the number of internal reflection and taking the time to allow your heart, the soft intuitive awareness of your heart, to have the time and the space to integrate with how you're thinking about things and how you're processing, you know, anything. If you've got a conundrum or a question or you're trying to figure something out, this is this deep well that is connected to, it's like three energy. These two like to have conversations, three and seven. But it's finding that space to be more introspective and writing in your journal or taking that morning walk or how do we slow ourselves down so that we can pay attention to how we are processing. And so this is your month to do that, five pinners. Isn't it interesting? The five pin is about adventure and new and move. And lots of people, you know, have complete life flips in a five personal year. They move right out of the state or out of the country. They start new jobs. Life changes in a five personal year in a really big way. So do think and have a think about how it is that you are nurturing and taking care of yourself and really tapping into your intuitive wisdom that does sit in your heart center. And then here's the big ticket of this month for you. The big bogey, your North Star. Allow this intuitive awareness to come out of your mouth. To speak it. And that looks vulnerable. It looks like vulnerability. It looks like tapping into empathy and compassion with clarity, all right? Because it will stimulate a different type of conversation that you normally have with the people around you. And it also, oftentimes because of that, brings up quick solutions to growth points that you have in your work, all right? So it's a pretty powerful combination. All right, and you're getting ready for your next month, which is an eight. Yeah, all right, I'm not going to squirrel. Six pinners. You just heard me talk a lot about the visionary caretaker and leader of the six energy. Your bogey and your target this month in February is eight. The energy of eight is about abundance, prosperity. And, you know, it looks like money in your bank account and money and assets that are growing. Here's the dealio, you guys. The eight energy in its most emancipated expression of itself is for the greater community. It is philanthropic. It cares about nurturing and supporting others, and how to do that in a conscious way that looks like it looks like you're being very, very thoughtful about who you're collaborating with, celebrating together, honoring this collective, mutual coming together of, you know, great minds, great hearts, great passions that produce wealth, success, prosperity, recognition, reward for all. It looks like being a leader that is a team player, but that team player is specific. Yeah. And how it is, it's specific in the way that you are focused on the goal of building, and you're building your business. You're focused on the goal of building your assets, and you are collaborative with people who are of like mind, like capability, and you're working collectively as a team towards a common goal, all right? The underbelly of this is hoarding of resources, holding on too tightly because you never know when the next buck's going to show up, and losing sight of this support system of the greater picture. That frequency is pretty low, and it can get greedy, and it can lose sight of the abundant aspect of eight, which is things are so much more expansive, better in community when it's a collaborative effort and working together. So keep an eye on that, you guys, and fall into working collaboratively at your work, falling into your leadership capabilities, six, right? And really making something happen in your family or at work. That is a collaborative coming together, all right? And then just think about sharing your resources, share your stuff, you know, if you can kind of get yourself stimulated to do those things. I'm going to give you a quick example. When my piano, I recently bought a really lovely hybrid piano. It was the third upgrade in my life. One of the guys who was delivering it was really struggling with a pulled muscle in his calf. I took out my CBD lotion, which I use for my hands, and it's got a price tag connected to it, but it works and it's good. And I gave it to him, and that was in an eight frequency. And I just noted, that's what I did. That's what happened. All right. So if you get stuck there, you guys, you know, because I'm always like thinking about, well, how can you just wiggle yourself out of that? Just when you fall into panic or fear or worry. And I promise you, I'm going to have a lot coming your way for tricks and tools to circumnavigate and calm the mental field. You just wiggle yourself out of that. You give something away. All right. There's a whole nother chat page that's up on my other side. Oh my God. Hi, you guys. Okay. So it kind of looks like, as I'm learning how to do this, this is a super soft launch. I'm so glad this is a very soft launch. Yeah. Are you guys okay with the sound? Yeah. Okay. I think we're okay. Okay. You guys give me a thumbs up if everything is going okay here as I'm just rolling. You know the other thing that I'm missing here? I am totally missing the headphones over my ears. And so that's how radio and podcasting I did forever. So this is a whole thing that I'm trying to figure out myself inside of this. And so you guys let me know if I'm too loud or Serena's saying I'm okay. All right, seven pinners, you guys. How am I doing on time? I can't see a darn thing. Oh, 10 minutes. Okay, 10 minutes to get through three. All right, sevens. You guys, the mystic. I'm in a seven. Deep thinking. We've got to get through this in a way that is conscious of integrating our heart with our head this year and really letting our spirit be a part of how we think, process, and feel in order for us to be ready for next year, which is our 8 year. Yeah, you guys will learn as we go, and I'm just going to keep talking about this, and I will have lots of things for you to tap into to learn about. So for the mystics, God, sevens are great teachers when this is connected up. Heart. You know, we have our feeling center and we have our mental field. We have our feels, we have our thoughts. When they go together, there is nothing stopping that seven. Wow, can they inspire other people to live their best lives and to do the same, and so filled with love and compassion and awareness and wisdom and all that kind of stuff. So, sevens. Yep, my fellow sevens, our bogey and our target in February is nine. The nine is the great humanitarian. It is the final number in the cardinal number cycle 1 through 9. And it represents endings, completion cycles. It's a wrap, right? And so when we think about nine, we think about death. And I'm just going to throw it out there. Completion is a death. And for the seven to be in relationship, this is your North Star. This is what you're reaching for, is to allow endings to happen with grace. Allow nothing here stays the same. And we know that. I am older than I was when I started this podcast. Things are in constant, perpetual motion, right? And so there are these natural endings that happen in life. It could be behavioral endings. It could be habit endings. It could be ways of eating endings and relationship endings. It can be, you know, how you make your money endings. And you just think about, like, well, what are the 5 cents things that happen in life? You know, it's endings. And why are endings important? So that there can be space for beginnings. And note, next month, seven pinners, next month you're going into a one, which is beginnings. Yeah? We need to make space for that. So if you get stuck here, I always pull out boxes whenever I have a nine frequency, or if I'm in a nine personal year, or if I have a 9 month. And I'm a nine life path, right? So I am always giving things away. I am always giving things away, almost to a fault. But hey, you know, I don't know how long I'm going to be here for, and if somebody needs something, I'm going to give it to them. Yeah, it's okay, you know. So there's like this little nudgy of like, let's talk about really quick then. This, what is the shadow side of nine frequency? Nine frequency, the shadow side is, hold, you are the monkey with the hand stuck in the jar, really wanting that red ball. Yep. And you just got to let it go. This is holding on too tightly to things that have outlasted their time and their usefulness in your life. And that can look like relationships. Lots of time. It's the hardest thing for nines to let go of relationship, that nine frequency. And yet it's important, because if something is being asked to let go, let go with grace. Your life is not done. And if you just let go and open up, because new is there, one frequency is there. Energy cannot be created or destroyed. This is the world that we live in of energy. It can only circle back around and be recycled. So there's this relax, relax, all right, sevens, that's your bogey. Eights, I have 5 minutes to get through this. Eights, you guys, your bogey is one, all right? And so that means bring something new into February. Let this creative spark, even if it's way out there, let it perk up and come into your life. Put it down. If it's an opportunity, launch. Find that ignition switch and get it going. It's something new and unique that is solely connected to you. Find that self-confidence, that self-value. Find your voice and stand tall and stand proud. All right? Be the leader. And I have to quickly move to nine. And the nine frequency is sitting in a two energy, which is relationship, back and forth, relationship. Communicate nines with others with great compassion and great intuition and empathy for clarity of how you can be of service, and also the bigger picture of inside of business. You know, this looks like a super powerhouse diplomat, and you're able to negotiate differing points of view in order for there to be a successful outcome at the end of it. I want you guys to pay attention to your boundaries. And boundaries are simply this idea of you can give to the point when you that you know there is this point of overgiving. And if you overgive, the problem that you face is depletion and feeling taken advantage of, and you become agoraphobic, actually, and you go and you hide. And that's not optimal either, right? You end up hiding, and what's going to happen? Negotiations don't get done. And this is going to strengthen your relationships across the board of your life. All right, you guys, I am literally at the end of the show, and I think I have to hold on to the timeline pretty tightly. Oh my gosh. I am so glad to be back. You guys, thanks for the celebration party here on this soft launch. I think it all worked well. If you've got any ideas, questions here, or comments, you know, just please pop them right in the chat room, and I'll pay attention to that. Okay. Nobody is here after me, I don't think. I think I'm the last for the lineup of 1-2 Radio. I love all of you very much, and I will be here next week, and we will officially launch this live stream. All the loves, you guys, all the loves. If you want a reading with me, I'm over at 1-2 Listen, okay? I'll catch you next Monday.